Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Cardinals begin a series tonight in Chicago at Rate Field. What a name. They will take on the White Sox for a three-game series, and this is after an off day yesterday. We go to the guest line this morning, and we bring in Derek Gould, lead Cardinals writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and Derek is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Derek?
It's all right. How are you, folks?
I think we're doing great.
Good to hear.
We're doing better. The Cardinals were doing better the last time we spoke, and now things have kind of gone the opposite direction.
Yeah, yeah.
They had such a great May. June is off to, I wouldn't say it's off to a start anymore because we're in the middle of June. So why are things different? Why are the outcomes different?
Some of the opponents got more challenging. It feels odd to say that because they did do well against the Phillies and do well against the Dodgers, but you go into Milwaukee, right? And that's a really challenging series. Toronto was a terrible, no good, very bad matchup for the Cardinals in a lot of ways. I know it seems kind of odd to say that, but it's just a team that puts the ball in play a whole lot. And the Cardinals are pitching that staff that says, okay, go ahead, put the ball in play a whole lot. And you saw how that played out. Even like within like an Andre Pallante start, right? The first few innings are kind of difficult and you're like, what's going on here? And he's kind of have a real hard day. And then he pitches six innings because the balls that were getting through in those early innings and producing runs were going to people there in the later innings. And that's the nature of the pitching staff that the Cardinals have. Plus, they've just had some guys who are real key to their offense, either not a real key to the depth of the offense. Let me make it that way. They're not like engines, except for Brendan Donovan is clearly the engine of the offense, and he was gone for a while. But these other pieces that are complementary or they provide a spark, like Lars Nootbaar, they've struggled. Nootbaar's been in a profound funk. He's been at the top of the lineup and hasn't really had that same ignition switch that he did there early on. Jordan Walker was on the injured list for a while. That's a part of the Cardinals' depth. There's just a lot of things that have kind of coalesced that have led to this stretch that maybe accentuates the thin parts of the roster, the thin parts of the lineup that May did not when everything was clicking together to kind of work together at a really high rate.
Derek, how do you feel about the Cardinals' use of their younger players, giving them reps or not giving them reps right now when the team is struggling?
I mean, they have to stick with them because that's what they advertised, right? Like, you can't go into a season saying, look, the emphasis is on whatever buzzword you want to choose, runway, opportunity, any of these things that they really have been impatient with in the past. This is a real test of it. You know, we can go back through the years and think of examples where they've had a difficult stretch or a difficult schedule, or they haven't been winning much, and a young player will suddenly vanish from the lineup or be optioned out and not get much opportunity, as the Cardinals kind of cling to, okay, what can be a known quantity. I mean, you can, in some cases, as a young player that plays, like Harrison Bader, right? You can think back to that time where Lane Thomas was about to get a lot of playing time. The Cardinals kind of needed it. You know, they needed kind of a refresher there. And then he gets hurt. And rather than turning to Randy Arozarena, the bat, the Cardinals were like, okay, well, let's lean into what we can be, which is the defense. And Harrison Bader got all that time. You know, it's decisions like that that they look back on and say, well, what would have happened if you had been a little bit more patient with a Randy Arozarena? What would have been happened, you know, years ago if you had stuck with Colton Wong through a tough stretch instead of having Mark Ellis play, a veteran second baseman, play all that time? They've wanted to take a new approach, Amy, this year, and they've advertised it, and this is the first test of it. I mean, you look at center field as a good example, right? Sticking with Victor Scott II and saying he'll be better in the long run with this playing time, even if the Cardinals are not better in the short run as a result of it, that's a pivot. That's a paradigm shift for this organization, and this is the test of whether or not they're committed to it.
Yeah, and so with there being a paradigm shift, I'm wondering if there is regret with some of those decisions that were made years ago, like the Arozarena decision, or if they felt like, hey, this was the correct decision at the time, it just didn't work out. I mean, how do they see that, and how does that inform what they do moving forward, considering they're going to have a completely new person in charge soon?
Yeah, well, those are all related, and I think they can all coexist. You know, like you say, is there regret? Absolutely. Is there, you know, I mean, I think John Mozeliak was talking with some of the Cardinals bloggers, and he said one of the trades that he really regretted was the Marcell Ozuna trade that did not end up like they wanted it to. And they felt really pressured to make a deal to get a cleanup hitter. There was a lot going on in that deal. There was a lot of pressure to add to the roster, and it cost them, you know, the pitching of Sandy Alcantara, Zach Gallen, that now would be beneficial. They saw those guys go on to become all-stars, won a Cy Young. You know, and then the other side of that is by being impatient to make that move, they didn't really have a chance that they could have to maybe trade for Christian Yelich, right? Which the Brewers were able to wait that out. And that is a classic example of the pressure that is on the Cardinals to constantly, perpetually contend, and the choices that they made to do so, and why they wanted to take a step back, which then brings in your question about the new person in charge. Is they take a step back, or they're saying they're taking a step back to basically do like an audit, right? Like, I quoted Oliver Marmol in the story that I wrote today for today's paper about some of their pitching decisions, their pitching schedule, what they're doing, how they're really kind of defying the injury odds, which does take luck, but there is some planning going in involved in this. But one of the things he said is it's a failure if you come out of this year without knowing if Matthew Liberatore and Andre Pallante are about the rotation going forward. The same can be said for probably the two most prominent, you know, players when it comes to this runway aspect, if I can borrow their phrase. Now, that's Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker, two first-round picks, two high-dollar guys, two, you know, relatively high picks, but two guys who the Cardinals normally don't get a chance to crack to draft, because back then they were drafting so late that the power wasn't there, so they had to go on upside. These guys have been in the majors now for at least parts of 3 years, each of them. One of them has a 25 homer. You know, they need to know if that's the middle order of their future by the end of this season, and that's who Chaim Bloom is going to look at and go, they're part of the lineup, or if they're not, and Chaim Bloom is going to say, I got to find a middle order of the lineup. That's what this is about.
Yeah, so Walker is getting that playing time aside from the injured list stints. Mm-hmm. Nolan Gorman's had a tougher time getting the playing time, yep, because of Arenado being here. So I guess the question is more for Gorman than it is for Walker. Do you think that by the end of this year, they will know for sure whether or not they want to move forward with Gorman?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's still so many at-bats available. I'm in a camp that, like, you know, I know we look at the lineup where it's like the same nine guys, or it used to be the same eight guys, but now I'm updated. I've got with the flow guys. There's a DH in the National League. So there's nine guys out there, and there's so much at bats that can be carved up among that whole group. I don't, you know, I think you're looking at a guy who could get 350, 400 at bats, and, you know, there's lots of at bats because of the DH and even really because of rotation of the outfield and three spots out there. And I know Gorman doesn't play out there, but Donovan does. That frees up Gorman to play second base. You know, there's just enough at bats there for you to get four players who qualify for a batting time for the batting race, right? That's kind of what you go on, right? You can get four guys out of three spots to do that. So there's still plenty of at bats for sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Derek Gould with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, lead Cardinals writer, is joining us here on KMOX. So now that we are in the middle of June, I know that we don't really know for sure what they should do with the trade deadline coming up or even how they're going to operate. My guess is they'll probably stick with what they have, maybe something minor moving forward. Is that about right?
I'm not so sure.
Okay.
You know, I think that, you know, they have pieces where teams will be of interest. We don't know where their standings are. We'll know a lot more after that four-game series against the Cubs coming up. You know, where are they? And certainly after the 4th of July series here in Chicago against the Cubs, you know, you just have a real sense there that first week of July how close they are. But they certainly are positioned right now to do something that they've done a lot of and that they seem to excel at, which is straddle the fence and try to have it both ways. You're going to have teams that are interested in Ryan Helsley. You're going to have teams that are interested in Eric Fetty. You're definitely going to have teams who are interested in Steven Matz. And the interest in Steven Matz could be really fascinating to watch unfold. And when you're the Cardinals and you're like, okay, well, Steven Matz has been a big part of who they are and what they've gotten through. But if they're not contending, or even if they're like borderline contending, and they can trade him for something that helps them in the future, they have to consider that because they're not going to go out and give him a qualifying offer and recruit anything from him signing elsewhere this winter. You know, whereas they might do that with Helsley, right? You could see them offer him a qualifying offer, which is a one-year deal, thinking that he's going to go into the market and get a far better deal, and then at least you get a draft pick. With some of these other guys, they're not going to do that. The choice is very clear. And the options are either go through the end of the season and have nothing for your future. And if you don't make the playoffs, have nothing for your present. And so they might try to, as of right now, they could tumble or they could rise in the standings. It's pretty volatile in the National League Central. But as of right now, they're somewhat positioned to do what they do. And that's, you know, kind of lean toward the rebuild side, but not entirely tumble over the fence. commit to a runway, but not entirely tumble off the fence, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're the turtle on the fence post. They kind of need someone to nudge them.
It's because,
that's where they're at.
That volatility that you mentioned in the division, I think that's probably the biggest reason they do it this way, because they always feel like, hey, well, you know, no matter what we've decided, like this year is that they reduced payroll going in. They said it was a transitional runway year, whatever. But still, you never know what can happen in the National League Central. So if you got somebody to answer you honestly and privately, do you think they would tell you what their actual realistic timeline for being really good is? Is it a year from now? Is it two seasons from now? What do you think they think?
So this is a question that was asked in yesterday's chat, or at least it was brushed on. And there's actually, there's a framework for an answer, whether they say it or not. Their actions give it away, and the timing of baseball give it away, and you're not going to like it. So brace yourself. You ready? The CBA is up after next season, and there is an expectation of a very, just like there was previously, the likelihood of a work stoppage. And there's going to be a push, whether for a floor or a ceiling or all these things the teams want. There's a real frustration within the owners of the disparity in spending. There's a real frustration in the owners for the dwindling of the revenue stream that they banked on during this era, which is the TV rights deal and the cratering of the RSN model. All of those things. 2026 is when it expires. 2028 is when Major League Baseball wants to have a, let's call it a universal broadcasting plan, similar to the other leagues, so that they can get that. And then, of course, you're looking a year, 2 years, 3 years after that expansion and the millions that will fill their coffers from that. So think about all those big moments, right? And we're going into a winter where the chill on the free agent market could be real, as teams don't want to commit beyond 2026 because they don't know what that new CBA will look like. That's going to put a real pinch on the middle market teams and the middle market players, which is exactly where the Cardinals like shopping. So you want to know a timeline for when they want to contend? You're looking at coming in that first year of that CBA, after Chaim Bloom has had a full year in charge. They've had 2 years of this mild reboot, reset, whatever. Then they come out of it. Then they have some known quantity of the revenue stream. They may have some money from the state, obviously, for the upgrades of the stadium and the upkeep of the stadium. So all those things kind of come together into this moment of 2027, right when the season might begin with a work stoppage. And then you're looking at where do the Cardinals want to be at that point in time, and how do they then spend to augment what they learned from these 2 years.
Oh boy, that's what we want to hear. Work stoppage.
Well,
I like to. I've been trying to just ignore that, but it's a very real possibility.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. You did ask.
Yeah, I
did. I tried to warn you.
This is my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. It usually is. Derek Gould, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's what I get to go out on. Man, all these baseball fans are going to be frustrated with me.
Okay. Then, one last question. How long before your screaming child at the restaurant, how long before you have to remove them from the restaurant?
It's our question of the week.
Oh, really? How long before you have to? I was always one to do it pretty quickly and walk outside.
Like under 5 minutes.
Oh my God, no, like under 90 seconds.
Yeah.
You read your kid, you know that this is a volcano and there's an outdoor right there. You can go and walk. I was always pretty quick to that, mainly because there are other people there.
Right.
That's just being polite.
It's courtesy.
It's like on an airplane, you can't do anything. We can't go anywhere. We're 30,000 feet up. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to live with this child's crying just like me. And then down the road, your child will cry and someone will have to live with that. We pass it, pay it forward as a civilization, and we're okay with that. But a restaurant, no, that's people's private time. You know, might be a first date nearby.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be polite. You walk outside.
Yeah. See, Derek Gould, always right. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Lead Cardinals writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Derek Gould. He's correct about the babies, and I hope he's wrong about the work stoppage, but I got a feeling that he's probably not. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.